Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. This is just going to be a quick one because I'm trying to get us back on a same-day schedule. We'll try to get another episode out tonight. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. So Biden passed four new executive orders today. Three were broad directives, but one was specific. That one, to direct the Department of Justice to not renew contracts with private prisons, which I'm very happy to hear. Private prisons have been generally found to hold lower standards of conduct and service, in addition to lobbying for more people to be imprisoned. And they don't really even save us money. It just gives the money to prison CEOs to bribe our politicians to poison our country. It's a bad idea all around. Ditching them has been a staple policy of most progressives, including BLM and Andrew Yang. As for the other orders, he basically told the Department of Housing and Urban Development to redress historical racism in federal housing policies, including fully implementing the requirements of the Fair Housing Act. He instructed federal agencies to regularly and meaningfully engage with tribal governments and respect tribal sovereignty. He told the Health and Human Services Department and his Health Equity Task Force to be sensitive toward Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in particular in the pandemic response, and told the DOJ to partner with those communities to protect them from hate crimes and harassment. In general, doing what a government of the United States should do, which shouldn't have to be said, but clearly needs to be after the last 4 years. Also, be aware that COVID restrictions on international travel have been enacted. Those entering the U.S. must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days prior to entry. Since McConnell is trumpeting BS about having upheld the rights of the minority party in Congress when he was in the majority, let's just be clear about this. He abused the filibuster to the max when in the minority, then swapped to abusing his majority position by refusing to allow votes on any bill he personally disagreed with. Of course he didn't support getting rid of the filibuster because he wanted to be able to go back to that when he lost the majority. He's a plague on democracy, and so is the filibuster. Rant over. So Parler is back online, technically. They found a new web host. Want to guess who it is? It's the Russian-owned tech firm DDoS Guard, which is infamous for hosting the most vile sites of hate speech and misinformation on the internet, including the terrorist group Hamas. Did I call it, or did I call it? So Parler has rightly joined the ranks of their brethren as a forum for the worst elements of society to undermine the free world with the informal backing of Putin. Why do I say they're technically online? Because Parler's website is not functioning beyond a landing page that says they're experiencing technical difficulties. Not exactly the term I would use to describe a worldwide moral backlash for being a toxic pile of garbage, but to each their own. So you may have noticed that we have a new press secretary, and she's pretty different from the old one. No dismissing inconvenient facts as fake news, no rudeness, no lying. What a novelty. I was particularly amused by a clip in the links below where she addresses a Fox News question which strongly insinuated Trump's impeachment to be a pointless partisan act. With tongue in cheek, she sweetly complimented the reporter on his clever approach to re-asking a question that had already been answered multiple times, and went on to point out, again, that Biden is no longer a senator, so it's not his ballpark. You really have to watch it to appreciate it. It reminds of an elementary teacher handling a misbehaving child, which seems appropriate. Income Movement has started #TeamUBI to thank those legislators who support it, and they need your help. So far, we've thanked Ed Markey, Ilhan Omar, Madeline Dean, and Ro Khanna, with a couple more being added every day. Positive feedback is as important as negative, so let them know that they're doing the right thing and that people appreciate it. Also, just a reminder that Income Movement hosts a State of the Movement meeting every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where they discuss plans for advancing UBI. And they have community action events every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern to get together virtually and send letters or call politicians to demand action on UBI. They're open to all and happy to help. It's always more fun with friends. Finally, the band Flaming Lips has adapted to the pandemic by hosting concerts in which the audience and each member of the band, including the drummer's entire set, are separated into literal personal bubbles to prevent the sharing of air. It's pretty hilarious. Looks like a lot of fun, too. They get confetti dropped on the bubbles and a laser light show with a disco ball and all sorts of stuff. Also solves a lot of personal space and contact high issues, and I'm sure security is digging it. Though I can't imagine it's pleasant to throw up in. Maybe add drains? Something to work on. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Spread the news on private prisons. Thank Ed, Ilhan, Ro, and Dean. Join in the next income movement meeting or event. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way, and don't forget to Yang Daily.